So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Airlines and now cities are putting up resistance to moving some of the children that have been separated from their parents at the border. A bipartisan group of mayors is in Texas to keep up the pressure on the Trump administration. Steve Benjamin of Columbia, South Carolina, is president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
Nation's mayors are here today to lend strength and a bipartisan voice to the fight for more just and humane immigration policy.
At a Minnesota rally last night, President Trump indicated North Korea has returned the remains of 200 U.S. soldiers from the Korean War. It's not been confirmed by the military, but it follows up on the assurances that Mr. Trump says he got from Kim Jong-un at their summit. South Korea reporter Don Kirk.
It's assumed that they would be taken back to an air base in Seoul. From there, they would go to Hawaii, where they would be subject to forensic examination.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The weekly report on first-time claims for unemployment is released, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at it.
The numbers from the Labor Department saying 218,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 3,000 fewer than the week before. And most analysts had expected the number to come in a few thousand higher than it did. States showing the biggest increases in claims were Pennsylvania, California, Florida, and Texas. The biggest drops in claims were seen in Missouri, Arkansas, Mississippi, and New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is the summer solstice and the official start of summer, and sunrise began the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Nearly 10,000 people gathered at Stonehenge in Britain at dawn to mark the occasion. It's the beginning of the summer solstice, the day of the year that the North Pole is most inclined toward the sun. As a result, the sun can be seen longer than any other day. The opposite occurs in December for the winter solstice. At Stonehenge, the sun rose behind the heelstone entrance to the stone circle, and rays of sunlight were channeled into the monument center. Celebrating the solstice at Stonehenge is a tradition that experts say goes back thousands of years. Stonehenge is usually closed to the public, but it opens for the summer solstice. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I told this story on the program. It was actually one of those seminal moments, those things that kind of change your life, epiphany-type moments. I've had several of them. We all have had them. This was one that was in my career. It was just the two Markowskis at that time. It was myself and my brother, Michael. It's a long time ago. My brother, Matthew, was finishing up college at that point in time. He was a football star up at Hamilton College in upstate New York. Fantastic school. But anyway, I get called into the office. We were rising stars at the firm working at, right? Oh, yeah. They always wanted to take us out to dinner. We were able to bring in more new business, more new assets, more clients than anybody else in the room. One problem, though. We weren't generating enough in commissions. And we get called into the office one day. I've told this story. I know some of this is a repeat for some of the longtime listeners here on the program. We get called into the office, our sales manager, Jeff. Again, I want you to picture this massive office. Entire floor of an office building. It's almost like a football field of desks as far as the eye could see, just humming and buzzing and Quotrons and screens and all that stuff, like right out of a movie. It's like Bud Fox's office in the movie Wall Street, except way bigger. And I had a big, microphone speaker system set up there. It was Markowski Brothers report to Jeff's office. Bring your book. What's your book? Your book was your clients, all the portfolios that you had. This was, again, showing my age. This is back when all of the trades, everything were registered on pages in a little book in pen. Wasn't computerized like it was today. It wasn't on the phones, any of that good stuff, long time ago. And they had these big black binders that we had to carry in. And our sales manager, let me see your books. And he starts flipping through pages, client holdings, and he's taking notes, and we're just sitting there. Probably about 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes. He's just sitting there poring over our clients' accounts. And he tells us, he says, hey, listen, he said, you guys are kicking butt. You guys are, once again, starts kissing our butt, raising more assets, bringing in more clients. You guys are doing a fantastic job. But you guys got to start making some real money here. You guys are not generating enough in commissions. You're managing all these assets. I said, you're going to have to do more than this. And this is ridiculous. And he says, you need to move this entire position. You got to move this position over here. sell all of this. This is up by X amount. And again, this is back in the day when, you know, charged commissions before it was the total assets under management went to, towards that route. And we were happy with our clients were happy, and we disagreed with him. Now, Jeff was a pretty imposing guy. He's probably about 6'3", 6'4", probably about 240 pounds. He looked like a professional football middle linebacker. But he, again, this guy was dumb as a box of rocks. He really was. He was there almost like to intimidate people. And he expected us just to go back and just churn and burn our clients. Why? Well, he's a sales manager. And he makes money off of all the commissions that we do too. But we refused. We refused. We told him flat out there, there's no way that this is, we're going to do this. We're not going to do this to our clients. And he started screaming at us. And he was one of those spit talkers. You know, those people that got like the crustated spit in the corner of their mouths. And you're just waiting for it. You know, you're looking at it the entire time because you know it's going to fly at you at some point in time. I was screaming at you. Basically told us that we were losers at that point, and we weren't going to amount to anything in the business. And that's when, you know, that day, it's like, okay, we're out of here. We got to plot our exit. Can't do this. Not going to work in this type of environment. And we really started putting our research together and trying how we could leave and start our own firm or find some other place out there that would be better for our clients, the people we're there to take care of. It was quite the learning experience. Same thing happens today. People take a look at the amount of assets that we manage for all the people all over the country, and they automatically assume that we're doing X amount in commissions. And I turn it into a hedge fund. Sure, I could probably quadruple the money that I can make. But it's wrong. Legal, but wrong. And that's not who we are. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about greed and materialism. And I'm grabbing this from a column I wrote back in 2006, Financial Planning Reality. And at the time, there was an article that I quoted in it. John Crudell, who still works for the New York Post, had an article entitled, "Take It From a Mobster, Greed Sets the Trap." Because I know this guy, a mobster, and proud of it, who in his day put together some pretty creative and ingenious stock scams. And he was plenty proud of being able to fool the public. And one particularly notable scam, he and some of his unscrupulous friends created fake financial statements for a company that purported to have developed a beer can that would chill itself when it was opened. They even held a demonstration for the press at the World Trade Center. And sure enough, when the can was opened, it got cold. Scattered around the room were a bunch of Securities and Exchange Commission investigators. One was whispering questions in my ear that he wanted the supposed president of the company to answer. Eventually, the FBI and the SEC shut the company down, but not until millions were stolen, he wrote, stolen from investors. I don't necessarily agree with stolen. They weren't stolen. They weren't taken. Nobody held a gun to anyone's head. That's stolen. Mobster comes up to you, holds a gun to your head, says, "Give me your money." That's one thing. You look at a company that's got a beer can that chills when opens and you decide to invest in it, that's on you. The company never really existed. He said in the article, he said, "I once asked the mobster how it felt to steal from people like that. He said, 'John, I couldn't have done it unless they were greedy. You're not greedy, so I can never steal from you.'" We've talked about this here on the program, about buyer beware and understanding that that regulators are reactive. They don't prevent fraud. We here at Markowski Investments, we can only accomplish so much. I can only do so much here on the radio. And obviously, it's not enough. It's not even close to enough based upon all the articles that I get flying through my computer week in, week out. We live in a free society, and with freedom comes responsibility. Individuals need to take ownership of the decisions they make. A life rule that will keep people out of trouble is accepting that anything in life, what do we say, that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Again, get rich quick con artists. It's the world's second oldest profession. I don't care if it is a boiler room mobster, a large investment bank, some cheesy annuity salesman, or media outlet. They are well aware of the power of greed, and they use it to sell their wares. When I was starting out in this business, the bulk of our training was not devoted to proper asset allocation, portfolio management. It was sales. We were made to sit for hours listening to a sales manager preaching on how to push an individual's greed button, ignore common sense, and to buy exactly what the firm wanted us to buy. Materialism. And again, it's always been with us. But I'm here to tell you it's worse now than ever before. That's the evil sidekick to greed. And it's, like I said, it's worse today than ever before because of what? Social media. Keeping up with the Joneses has been put on steroids. Again, people, many Americans worship, pay homage, credit cards, home equity loans, houses they can't afford. It's a black hole. It's a black hole. Once you get sucked in, it is really, really difficult to get out. How often here on the program we talk about trying to get people out of that hole, and they can't. We'll show them how, and they still can't do it. They're afraid. They're afraid of what other people are going to think. Guess what? Someone is going to always have a bigger house, a fancier car, a better this, a better that. The materialism god that so many people bow down to, worship, got a voracious appetite. Voracious appetite. Well, you know what it does? That god enslaves. It enslaves its faithful. Do you own your possessions? Do you own your possessions? Or do your possessions own you? One of our most important purposes as advisors is to act as an antidote to the disease of materialism and greed. That can infect anybody. I'm going to take a little break right here. I promise we're going to get into the merger mania stuff here. A little bit more on this I want to talk about. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get your financial plan done. That's what we're here for. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5980. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. We've been hearing from the left for decades that our leaders should be negotiating directly with rogue country states such as North Korea. Yes, it's been a long-standing partisan issue. President Trump does exactly what they've been demanding, and they've not yet run out of nonsensical negative rhetoric for his having done so, and worse, for his having the outrageous nerve to be successful at it. It seems to them all domestic and foreign policy roads run through the November election with the simplest of recipes, get rid of Trump, even if the price is financial collapse or nuclear war. And so I ask, what's more important to the American people, partisan victory or a positive, healthy, and fruitful future for our children and theirs? Seriously, folks, is this who we are as a people? Is it? I'm convinced we're better than this. Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. And we talked about this here on the program, talked about guaranteed returns and what people promise you. And it is important. And a lot of people fail to understand it. They don't like to think about risk. They don't. And I find risk fascinating. I do. You take a look at various different situations. Hey, you just take a look, you know, when they find shipwrecks. You find these shipwrecks in the ancient shipwrecks in the Mediterranean, in the Black Sea. And, you know, all of the treasures that they find on these ships. And I said to myself, could you imagine what it cost back then to insure items and goods moving from point A to point B? And how much that must have cost and the risk that was involved back then? Always been risk and you've always had to price it in. I'm going to give a scenario here for you. You need to drive to a neighboring city. You got to do it on a regular basis. The drive is going to take you 1.5 hours at 70 miles an hour. However, if you decide to drive at 95 miles an hour, you are going to shave off 20 minutes of drive time. However, driving at 95 miles an hour increases your chances of getting into an accident. Not to mention the fact that it increases your chances of getting pulled over by a police officer, which then takes time, which then costs you money. Is taking on that additional risk worth the 20 minutes? Again, that's just a simple way of calculating things. Again, I talk to this way to my kids, again, to try to get them to put things into perspective. My kids, I automatically assume because they're kids, they're dumb. All kids are dumb. Don't tell me your kid is smart because they're not. All kids are dumb, and all kids are going to make mistakes. And I said, okay, you're going to make mistakes. Just don't make big mistakes. Don't do really, really, really dumb stuff. I know you're going to do dumb things. Don't do really, really, really dumb things. Understand risk. Most of the things that you see, most of the things that are pitched to you, it's like an assembly line. They promise magical, fantastic returns, got glossy brochures, colorful marketing campaigns. Oftentimes, they, you know, if you're a bigwig out there, you're dealing with a hedge fund, you get dinners attached to this stuff and golf outings and all sorts of fancy stuff that you're able to get. And we got here not far from where I live here on Long Island. They got the golf, the U.S. Open being held. Oh, my God. You know the amount of events that the big brokerage firms and the hedge funds are holding out in the Hamptons this weekend? Chris, you're going to be out there? No. No, I'm working. I've got a job. And no, I'm not going to, you know, hand out glossy, stupid brochures and umbrellas. Not going to happen. Anyway, what is missing, with the exception of some of the microscopic disclaimers and all of these brochures and what these brokers are pitching you, is the risk involved with the investment. What they're selling you is expected return. They're not telling you about black swans issues. The bottom line is always this. The higher the investment return they promise, the higher the risk. Salesmen always gloss over the risks. Market timing. I always tell you that too. That was one of the lines that we were taught. I'm not kidding. I was taught this. I'll never forget it. First started in the business. It's time you had a stockbroker that could guide you into the market at the right time and guide you out. Pricing and timing is key. And we are experts at pricing and timing at blah, 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 blankety, blank, blank investments. Yeah. Right. Proper asset allocation. A balanced financial plan. Reallocating assets. Mitigates risk. That will help you to reach your goals. That is the direction you need to head in. When you start getting into that, I'm going to outperform this and I'm going to outperform that. When the focus of your portfolio shifts from life's goals to the markets themselves, that's the mother of all mistakes. That's the mother of all mistakes. That's when things start getting really ugly. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. If you shop online, a new era is coming that will affect your wallet. The U.S. Supreme Court has made a ruling that says states can force shoppers to pay sales taxes, even if the retailer has no brick-and-mortar presence in the shopper's state. 41 states, as well as the District of Columbia, had urged the court to take this path because they said they were missing out on tens of billions of dollars of revenue every year. The case was brought by South Dakota, which argued it was losing $50 million a year in sales taxes. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says now it's an even playing field.
Non-collection of sales tax has been subsidizing Amazon and Wayfair and other internet retailers, in my professional view, unfairly for 20-plus years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, perspective. Yes, we think different here on the program. Somebody asked me, I said, hey, but Chris, what are the similarities? Yeah, what would a successful investors do? Real simple. Their portfolios are managed in the service of their life's goals rather than trying to beat the market. And granted, hey, you know what? Goals are going to shift. Goals are going to change. Like I said, you know, when you're 21 years old, you're looking at things much differently when you're 31 and when you're 40 and when you're 50. And again, one of the things we try to stress and tell people is don't put dates on things, completion dates on things. Don't box yourself in. You may want to change things later on in life, but you have to have a certain set of principles that you follow. But the people that, you know, they set their sights on going and achieving certain things, and they go out there and they worry about that rather than worrying about trying to beat the market, trying to watch the market every damn day. But I get it. I get it. I mean, again, what does Madison have a push on you? What does the financial press push on you? You can beat the market. Double-digit returns. Join the gang. All, we got special trading software. Come to the Magical Trading Academy, and you too can be a guru. What a bunch of horse manure. What a bunch of horse manure. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Do we always try to bring the highest level of returns for our clients? Yeah. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Do we often turn things down because they are too risky? Yes, we do. Outperformance is desirable. We're always looking to outperform. Who isn't trying to get a better level of return? But it's not a goal. Not a goal. Paying for your kids' education is a goal. Putting a wing on a hospital is a goal. Goal-oriented investing is about accumulating and growing one's assets to meet one's goals. The portfolio is the servant of one's goals. A goal-oriented investor acts, a market-driven investor reacts. Simplistic? Yeah. It is. I haven't talked about this here on the program in some time. I really haven't. I haven't talked about this on the program in a while. Like I said, I didn't invent this. I didn't. This has always been true, always will be true. You see, part of the ruse is that you've got people out there that try to convince you that they can circumnavigate the laws of the universe. That they can fly. I use it in terms of superheroes or Superman. That they can somehow defy gravity. The laws of the universe are not applicable in their office. They've got some magic algorithm. They've got some magic software. They've got some sort of quant. It's funny. I watch I get a kick out of it. The television show Billions on Showtime. And there's a lot of truth in some of the stuff that goes on in the programs and just how nefarious some of these hedge fund guys are. And also the district attorney's office. A lot of that stuff's reality. One of the characters in the show supposedly put together a computer program that can show consistent 8% returns. What? Consistent 8% return. Do you understand that if someone came up with that, if that was actually possible, that it would destroy the entire government bond market, basically municipal bond market? If it was guaranteeing an 8% return from now to eternity, which they're saying in the show that it could do, why would you do anything else? It's stupid. But people still want to believe in it. Yeah, I want to believe in Santa Claus too. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We get back, we're going to get into Mergermania. What's going on in the media, news, explaining all this stuff as well. Again, putting it into proper perspective. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
65 billion dollars. That's I guess the cash that Comcast wants to pony up for Fox. It's not Fox Business, it's not Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Sports One. Couple other things as well that they want to spin off and put into another company. But $65 billion. So I want you to put that in the back of your mind right now. Now, this is, well, the AT&T deal got the green light. The Trump Justice Department took a loss on this. I remind everybody, Donald Trump campaigned, one of the issues he campaigned on. He didn't like the AT&T Time Warner deal. And there has been some grumblings that the Justice Department might come out and appeal it. Now, the way that the Justice Department handled the case, I'm going to be quite honest, was stupid. It really was. I would have taken a much more, it actually would have been a more difficult track to take, but it seemed to make a hell of a lot more sense that you're basically trying to explain to the judge that this is going to be bad for consumers because their prices are going to go up because of an AT&T Time Warner merger, and I don't see it. I don't see it. You got more and more people that are cutting the cord. Less people are actually signing up for cable. They're going alternative routes. So how are you pushing that type of agenda that it's going to be bad for the consumers of being more expensive? I think it's going to be bad for the consumer in regards to content. I do. Could be me calling me crazy, but I find it pretty scary that you're going to have these media companies owning all of this content. The type of power that they will have, be able to craft and push a narrative, is frightening. This was, this had to be probably about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, they did a Saturday Night Live skit where they talked about media. It was called Mediaopoly, where it was one of these cartoons, one of those Robert Smigel cartoons, talking about how all of these big corporations own all of these media outlets and how they're able to control the narrative and how you won't see bad stories about them on air. Remember, at that point in time, General Electric had gobbled up NBC. And the problem with that, and I agree. I would like a lot of these media properties to be standalone. In my opinion, I think it's much better for society. But what we saw right here, what we witnessed, is what is called is a vertical merger. What's a vertical merger? A vertical merger, I'll try to explain it this way. It's kind of like McDonald's buying a cattle ranch rather than McDonald's buying Burger King. They're not buying a direct competitor. They're buying a business that, again, has something to do with their business, but is not the same. It might enhance their business. Now, we're all aware right now that people are cutting the cord. There's other ways of getting media. Content is king. These big cable companies, television providers, know that. Talk more about this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We will return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 County.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, mundo perfecto, I would like to see all of these media companies, quite honestly, as standalones. It is getting a bit frightening in regards to the concentration of content, who owns what. I'm kind of hoping that you're going to start seeing some upstarts come. I am. And we are seeing the demise of news, the news media. I mentioned earlier on, beginning of the program, how Disney is actually selling ABC News, longtime headquarters in Manhattan, turning it into condos. They're getting tired. The mouse is getting tired that they're just not making money with the news division. And we've said here on the program, well, you know what? Maybe if you actually put out some decent news that people felt was worthwhile, people might watch. But now they don't do that. Okay, so you got the AT&T Time Warner deal. And they're saying that this is the reason behind this is they have to take on Silicon Valley. Amazon is putting out content. Netflix. We all know about Netflix. They did a South Park episode making fun of Netflix where it just basically you call up Netflix and they answer the phone. Hello, it's Netflix. You've been greenlighted. Where they will basically approve any television show at all. Netflix is spending a fortune on creating content. An absolute fortune. And I'd say most of it stinks. Some of it's good. Some of it's very good. But most of it is pretty bad. And most of it people don't even watch. And again, this is when there's all of this uncertainty out there. This is where Wall Street thrives. Cue up the Jaws music. This is where Wall Street loves this. They've got their consultants. They've got their M&A guys. And they start calling up all of these big companies that have billions of dollars and tell them that they're going to be dinosaurs unless they do something, and they act now, they're going to be behind the eight ball, and they better buy this or do that. And everybody remember AOL Time Warner? Everybody remember the AOL Time Warner deal? I laughed. I laughed at that. I said, this is going to be one of the biggest boondoggle disasters of all time. America Online. It was yesterday when that deal went through. It was already done. But again, Wall Street didn't care. That was the biggest media merger of all time. What do you think is taking place now? Same thing. I got an estimate. I made a couple phone calls. Over, I'm not joking. Okay, here. I'm not joking. Over a, what did they say here? I wrote it down here. Yeah. $600 to $700 million in fees for these deals. Yeah. The Comcast Fox deal, $600 to $700 million in fees for Wall Street. And they're just getting warm. You got a lot of smaller properties out there as well. You've got ABC. You've got, excuse me, not ABC. You've got CBS. You've got Viacom. Oh, yeah. It's going to turn into a shark feeding frenzy. Now, let's take a couple steps back here. Okay? Let's look at Netflix. Netflix started out as what? Basically a Blockbuster that mailed you DVDs, right? That's how it started out. Sends you the DVDs in the mail. Then it went on to streaming. Now, I'm going to be honest here. How many people actually go on Netflix to watch movies? There's not a lot. They really don't. Sometimes you look for an old movie here and there. Movies go in, they go out. But more often than not, people are going there for original content and also syndicated programming. If I'm not mistaken, I think one of their best properties is The Office, if I'm not mistaken. It's one of the most watched things that they have on the Netflix platform, which they didn't create. Now, they've got their few series out there that have done very, very well. Stranger Things and 13 Reasons Why. And there's other ones as well, some of the Marvel stuff that they have. Now, I'm sorry. If I'm Comcast, and I got, again, Comcast offering $65 billion in cash, you can't do what Netflix did? You can't build your own studio and do your own original programming and content? You have to buy Fox and have Fox do that? I don't know. Again, to me, this looks like it's all crafted by Wall Street. And you know what I think that the smart one is right now? Apple. You see, Apple actually makes the devices that you use to watch all of this stuff. They have a platform set up where you can buy this stuff. They already have a very successful music platform where you are renting the music. Very easily, they could flip a switch and cut some deals. They could do the same thing with movies, too. And now they're starting to dip their toe into actually putting together content. Again, got to understand how Wall Street works. I've seen this whole movie feeding frenzy happened before back in the 1990s, and guess what? Deja vu all over again, as Yogi would say. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
First Lady Melania Trump is in Texas. She's visiting two facilities that house some of the 2,300 children who've been separated from their parents who entered the country illegally.
We all know they're here without their families. And I want to thank you for your hard work, your compassion, and your kindness you're giving them in this difficult time.
Yesterday, President Trump reversed course on his separation policy at the border. In a cabinet meeting, the president said he's committed to zero tolerance and took aim at Democrats.
We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people suffering.
The House is voting today on two immigration bills. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about 5%.